to Unlimited Abundance with your host, Paulina Baragova. I always feel the need to reintroduce myself lately, like I've been saying, because I've had so many new listeners joining the podcast. So if you don't know me, hello, welcome. I am a coach, healer, teacher, guide, and crystal jewelry brand owner. You may know me from there, Lift Your Frequency, and a podcaster. And I'm so excited for today's episode. We are going to be talking about a lot of things. I don't even know, honestly, what the title will transpire into today because I have so many things on my mind and I kind of want to let it flow organically and kind of see what arises. I feel like that's the best way. I don't really like having anything too concrete or super structured. I just kind of like to tap in and see what I feel like I'm really, really guided to share in the moment. And so, but I do have a general little thesis for today's episode. It's going to be just talking about five fundamental things to bring you joy in your life. I mean, there's going to be so many ways to title this. So I'm literally brainstorming live with you. I don't know how I'm going to title it, but essentially five practices, things that I do and that I find really important to do in our lives and maintain in our lives to feel the most fulfilled and to feel the most aligned with our highest potential, right? We don't need to be perfect beings, but we do have the opportunity to reach our highest potential. And maybe in a moment, our highest potential is doing 25 things, being a boss ass bitch, etc. Maybe our highest potential one day is literally stretching our body, having cacao, and watching Netflix. Like, your highest potential will change, of course, depending on where we are mentally, emotionally, and all these other things. But I find it so important to set ourselves up energetically to have the best day possible, the best week, the best month, the best life possible, right? So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Before we hop on in, I just have two quick announcements I'm really excited to share with you. The first announcement being this Saturday, September 10th, I'm hosting a Quantum Leap ceremony, workshop, and ritual. So if you're new and you're like, that is a mouthful, you might have known I host ceremonies each month. I usually host two ceremonies / workshops. And they are now both different each month. So in the past, I used to always host a new moon ceremony, and then there'd be a specialty ceremony, all via Zoom. All you gotta do is just log on. But essentially, you know, in the past, we'd have like a money manifestation or a rebirth or a sensual healing or an obstacle remover or attracting love, or we had a lion's gate ceremony, right? So they're different each time. And now each month, both ceremonies are different just so we have more variety, and also gives me so much more room to be creative and share and really evolve the events each month. So it's like I said, it's going to be a Quantum Leap ceremony, workshop, and ritual. I know it sounds like it's filled to the brim, and it truly is. I've just been really called to incorporate a workshop element into my ceremonies, which means like kind of speaking more education, as well as more, like a little bit more hands-on exercises. So if you've come to ceremonies in the past, or if you're already in divinity, then you already received the link and everything and you're ready to go. But if you haven't come to a ceremony, or even if you have in the past, I really recommend joining this one. You will really experience a very different format, which I'm really excited for. I think it's gonna be really potent. It's like very strong in my intuition that this is the way moving forward, that there needs to be this kind of like teaching element and educational kind of element to it, where we'll be able to talk about theory, metaphysics, understanding the quantum field, how it works, like really understanding it theoretically so that it makes sense. It's not just someone trying to like hype you up. Like, that's the difference. I think, I don't want to go on a tangent, but I think a lot of motivation and self-help space can get redundant because it's just like people just like motivating you with no really theory or background to back it, and that can still be powerful, right? Like, it can be encouraging, but I feel like for us to create long-lasting change in our lives, we have to understand how something works. It's not enough for someone to be like, it'll work out, just be positive. If we understand, oh, this is how energy works, this is how my thoughts work, this is how my beliefs work, oh, this is how all this comes together, like if we have a backing to the way that we live our lives and a really great understanding of different aspects of how energy flows in our lives and how it influences us, we're gonna be way more likely to create change consistently rather than, you know, bursts of motivation or bursts of inspiration. So it's gonna have a theoretical aspect plus how to apply that tangibly to your life. We're gonna be going through an exercise as well as a meditation. And and if we have time, even a little bit of a ritual. We'll really have to see how it plays out because if you know me, I'm a Gemini, and whenever I host anything, I deliver it fully. So even if like I have to go over 10 minutes or 30 minutes in the past, I would rather deliver you the full message and be like, okay, we're done, bye. Do you know what I mean? I really and I myself appreciate teachers as well who fully really deliver their message and don't just like clock in, clock out. Like if I'm showing up with you, I'm fully with you, which actually is something we're talking about. So I would love for you to join, especially if you've never been to one. It's like the most simple thing to join. I'll put in the keynotes or in the description. You can join Divinity, which is the monthly membership, which a lot of people are part of. It's a global community. People from all over the world join, and you get access to both ceremonies/workshops each month, and you get a guide emailed to you on the first of every month with the dates and times so that you can put it in your calendar and that you can prepare for it, right? I know a lot of you guys are in school or work or are moms or you know, also entrepreneurs or just, you know, whatever, have jobs, businesses, etc. And so relationships, we have hobbies, we have all these things, right? So that way you can place it into your schedule just 2 days and you can show up fully. So that's an option. You also get all the full replays as well. Whether it's like you just can't come the day that it's live and you'll be able to do it at your earliest convenience, or a lot of people go back to them. So a lot of people really love the meditations and go back to them. I have clients who literally tell me like, oh my gosh, I love the meditation from last September's, for example, like ceremony, and they do it daily. All my meditations are channeled. They're not copied from anywhere. I literally channel them all on the spot. So every single month, meditations are literally brand new and they're not just like regurgitate, you know what I mean? They're channeled, so they're unique and really, really special, and so it makes sense why a lot of people really love them. Also, if you haven't downloaded this freebie on my website, I'll link it in the keynote as well. I have a free meditation. It's like a connecting to your higher self. It's super, super powerful. I made it on purpose free so that you could just experience my meditations and how they are in the format of them, because I think that I love that the fact that meditation has gotten so big that, you know, like, I don't even know if this is accurate, but like people like LeBron James are narrating meditations on like Calm. Like, I think that that's great that it's become mainstream in terms of people's well-being, but I think it's made it like have like it's under an umbrella. Everyone thinks like every meditation is really the same, and I think meditation can be vastly different. Like the way I meditate now versus a year ago versus 2 years ago is so, so, so different. And the way I lead my meditations is, I think, very different from what I've experienced personally. So if you want to try that for free, it's a free download. There's like no strings attached to it. It's on my website and I'll link it in the keynotes as well. It's also in my Instagram bio. So I just want to announce that. And also another final quick announcement is that three new necklaces dropped on Lift Your Frequency, my handmade by me and designed by me crystal jewelry line. They are so beautiful. This collection features a lot of peach moonstone, which is really healing for the feminine spirit. It's one of my favorite stones recently to work with. Like, favorite. At the end, if I have time, I'm gonna share like a mini story if I have time. But it's really beautiful with some clear quartz, I mean, a magnification. And a lot of pearls. So I have like Baroque pearl. Like, it's such a beautiful collection. I literally design all of them. I hand make them myself for you. So yes, definitely check those out. The three new necklaces are Goddess is a Woman, Shakti Rising, and Full Pussy Yes. So those are the new pieces. Definitely check it out. Whether you're into crystals or you're not, they're really powerful. First of all, they're beautiful. But second of all, if you want desire to work with them, they are so, 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 so powerful. So those are just the announcements. Now let's hop on in. So oh my gosh, I have so much to say. So, like I was saying, right, we are human beings and we fluctuate. So even as women, and I don't know if I've talked about this before in a podcast, but I talk very deeply about this in my course, The Feminine Awaken. But we are cyclical beings, and we as women literally change every single week. We are honestly almost like different beings every single week. If you could take a hormone panel of yourself every single week and see the differences in your hormones throughout the month, you would be shocked that you would even expect yourself, that you'd even expect yourself to act any, like, somewhat closely to how you were acting, right? And you know, just as an overview, of course, we have our menstrual, and we're you know, when we're our when we're bleeding, our menstruation, then we have the follicular phase, ovulation phase, and the luteal phase, right? And we fluctuate very differently through that. So just that's for women, right? And men, of course, work more on a 24-hour hormone cycle. But essentially, as beings, we're going through cycles of life, right? Like, the universe and life is like just end like cycles on top of cycles on top of cycles. It's like it kind of like the flower of life to me. It really is like symbolic. Like every circle is a cycle, and we have like all of these cycles happening at once. Like, you know, the cycles of nature, the cycles of like spring, summer, fall, winter, the cycles of our planets in our chart, like whether it's like our sun, our moon, then like it's just, you know, cycles on top of cycles. So we cannot expect ourselves to show up the same every day. So I want to start with that 100%. There are days where I show up and I'm like, I'm so excited, I can't wait. And there are days where I'm like, all I want today is to lay in bed and watch Love Island and have pizza and fries. So, you know, and so we're different, right? And what we need each day is really different. And that's why there's not a one size fits all formula with things. I think that's like so important to acknowledge. And I feel like I really try to acknowledge that in all my teachings and all my courses, if you've ever taken any with me, because there's just not a, like a formula that anyone can give you when it comes to what's gonna lead you to fulfillment. Of course, you can have a formula when it comes maybe to business or to structure or to organization, but when it comes to like personal fulfillment and long-term fulfillment, right? It's very much a not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing, and it changes. So I want to start with that, but at the same time, we do have the free will daily to tune ourselves to the highest possible state. So even if your day doesn't go as planned, or even if later you lay in bed all day, or even if later you're upset or whatever it is, you still have the choice that in the morning, right, to tune yourself. Sorry, so I looked at my phone because I need to turn my phone upside down, but like lit up with messages. But to tune yourself essentially, right, to the space that you want to be in. So it's like we cannot control perhaps some of the experiences that we have, but we can control the state that we're in when we have those experiences. So the first thing on my list is to have a strong a morning routine that nourishes you. And this is a whole damn podcast episode in itself. Like I could literally break down my morning routine into so many steps. And for me, my morning routine is so important. For me, my moon is in Capricorn, so like structure is really important for me for to feel emotionally safe and secure. Like some people might be able to just like wake up and be free spirited and go, but even for me, like even on vacation, like I need to wake up and do my routine. And I mean, I'm not gonna go super in depth into my routine, but I'll give you like an overview, right? I personally wake up. I've now made it a practice to like lay in bed and really just like feel my like body, feel myself wake up. And to be honest, like I love sleep. Okay, I don't know, some people feel like they pop out of bed, like it's crazy. I'm not one of those people. I don't pop out of bed. I like I'm so comfy. I was like, oh, like it's just, you know. And I'm like, and not like in a. I feel like also I was telling my friends the other day. Nowadays, like everyone gets really like triggered easily. So I feel like if you say anything, people take it the wrong way. So the other day I was texting her, we were texting and I was like, existing is just like a lot, you know? But not like in a sad, dark way. It's just like, you know, we have like our all our routines and all the nutritious food and the movement and our business and our partnership and our family and activities and plans and like you know, and then I was talking about like kids in the future, you know, it was just and then we were both like talking later, like joking how like bad people take that in like such a dark way. You know, it almost sounds a little bit yeah, it sounds a little bit suicidal, honestly. I get it. But essentially, I'm just saying I don't wake up always like pip pip cheerio. I like usually wake up and I'm still a bit tired, so I feel my body. I'm not tired, like my body's tired, but I'm just like sleepy. Like when I sleep, okay? I'm a deep sleeper. My husband is not a deep sleeper. I'm a deep, like I feel like you could literally pick up my mattress, take me somewhere else, and I would still be asleep. So I'm a deep sleeper. So I wake up, feel my body, like breathe, try to stretch. The first thing I do is I kiss my dog. I love her so much, and so you might guys know her. Her name is Mia. She is my child. And so I kiss her. I don't know. I just think that seeing like something so precious as your animal, or if your mom, maybe your baby, or like my cat's usually already up. My husband wakes up earlier than me, so if you're asking, that's why. And our cat Coco, she wakes up with him and go gets cuddles with him and gets food with him. So I just look at her, think about how much I love her, give her kisses, and then I take my I measure my temperature each day because I track my cycle that way through an app, and so I take my temperature. I don't know if I'm going so in detail. Okay, essentially, my main things I end up doing are I make myself my healthy beverages. So I've been loving this tea combination lately. I've been making Damiana tea with hibiscus. I just get them like loose leaf, organic. Really make sure to get organic. You don't do not want to be steeping pesticides. Just FYI. And then I make that tea. I have like a little like almost like a 1 cup steeper. It's from the brand Reishi, if that helps. But so I fill that up and then I make myself a matcha. I'm making matcha lately because coffee was starting to give me anxiety. I'm very on and off with coffee. Either I'm like a full coffee lover. Oh, my cat was screaming. Sometimes she screams at anybody else's cat said that. Either I'm a full coffee lover or I'm like, oh my gosh, it's giving me so much anxiety. And also there's like a balance. And I'm also gonna make another podcast episode about this whole thing of like black and white thinking. That's a whole other episode. So remind me. I'm making a mental note right now, but if like feel free to DM me or message me or comment because I will see it most likely and then I will remember as well. But anyway, I've been having matcha lately. So I make my matcha, I take my vegan DHA pumps, I put in my like brain liquid into my matcha. I'm a big biohacking supplement herbal loving biatch, okay? Like could talk about it for days, but that could be another separate episode as well because like we could just talk for hours. So I make my beverages and then I go journal and I put on my headphones when I journal so that I can really allow myself just to like really flow. I notice that having music on when you're journaling is really powerful. And it really just allows you to go deeper than just like sitting in your normal space journaling. Just as like as well, if, in case you're also journaling, I really recommend having headphones on as well. It just like it takes you out of the space because if you're sitting and you're journaling, but your focus energetically is very much on your surroundings, it's kind of sometimes can prevent you from going deep. Obviously, hence why like meditation, right? Meditating to music is easier, in my opinion, or some kind of background music, right, than just to white noise, even though you totally could, you know? But essentially, I do that and then I will meditate and I like make playlists for myself. Personally, it's how I meditate to me. If I had someone as wonderful as myself, like I'm not trying to be funny. I know this sounds like almost like an egotistical joke. Like I get it. Like my husband, whenever I tell him things like this, he like rolls his eyes at me. But I'm telling you, if I was had a community like Divinity that I could be in, where I could go to two like workshops plus ceremonies plus rituals each month for like for under $80, like. And have them get to keep those meditations and listen to them all month long and however long I wanted, I would fucking love it, genuinely. And I would listen to my own guided meditation, genuinely. Like, I really would. So if I, but I'm very picky. I'm so picky with guided meditations. Like, so picky. So I just meditate to my own music and I just like got, I, because I just guide myself through my own meditation. I don't know. I've just gotten good at it. It's kind of hard to verbalize. I know what colors to breathe in. I know how to breathe. I know what to visualize. Like, it just comes to me. So I meditate and then I take Mia for a walk, which is really nice because I also get some sunshine. I come back and I move my body in some way. Now, again, this also changes. So I'm not hard on myself. When I'm like in my follicular phase or I'm ovulating, I have more energy, right? So that's when I would probably do something more intense. So like we have a reformer, so I'll go on the reformer. Like today, for example, I'm near ovulation or ovulating. I need to take an LH test actually. But and so it's just to so my tracker can get more accurate. So I would like do something like Pilates, which is obviously like more strength, a little bit more intense. If I was like in my luteal or like are feeling more weak around my luteal, maybe menstruating or right after, maybe I would be just stretching, right? Like doing like a little bit of yoga stretching. I have this combo where this is not necessary at all, but I just like to share. Sometimes I like wouldn't share specific things. I felt like, oh, do I need to share? Is this necessary? But it's like some of you might be inspired by it and also want to do it. So I have a higher dose mat. This is not sponsored. It really shouldn't be, but it's just it's an infrared PEMF mat. It's amazing. It's warm. It's for me. I do pole dancing as a hobby. People always ask me like, where? I mean, maybe for fun, I would perform somewhere if I really felt called to, had the time as well too. But so it's a lot on your body. Like it's probably the most intensive thing I've done on my body, and I've done a lot. I've taken like workout classes pretty much my entire life here in LA, and I worked out when I was like even young. So I've taken like every kind of class I feel like there's possible, and I'm telling you, pole is the most intensive on your body. So the mat really helps me in general. So on other days, I'll just stretch on the mat, and I have like a little stretching routine I do, that I guide myself through, and then lay on the mat and kind of ground myself. So I do some sort of movement, and then I get ready for the day. And then, well, and then like sometimes I eat before I work out, which I know people say you shouldn't. If I'm hungry, like I'll eat something light, right? And then after, or I work out, I'll eat after. So that's just like in case I just wanted to share that because I feel like I get inspired when other people share their routines and they share something that I didn't even think of. So I don't feel like it's that crazy. I mean, I know there's lots of elements that I've like up-leveled that aren't necessarily quote unquote necessary, but just sharing what I do. So I find that the first thing is having a morning routine that like really puts you in the best mood possible. Like some days I might wake up, like I was saying, feeling great, and then I just feel even more amazing by the end of my routine. Some days I might get feeling like maybe stressed or like anxious or like I don't know, just really in my head. I told you I'm a Gemini. I'm such like a thinker. So I wake up with like millions of thoughts. Genuinely, I literally feel like I'm having millions of thoughts at once. And then by the end of my routine, I feel grounded and centered and clear-minded. So I think it's really, really, really important to have that. That's the first thing. The second aspect is to have something in your life that you do consistently that brings you joy. And this, again, like I'm just breaking it down to the most like simplest, right, thing, but it could be literally anything. It could be that every week or like twice a week you go to like on a beautiful walk by a lake or by where you live, and then you listen to a podcast like this or an audiobook or something. Like it literally could be anything. For me, I mean, it's many things, but for me, it's one of the things is going to my pole classes. Like it's something I can look forward to every week that brings me joy, and it's extra brownie points if it kind of like can connect you to your soul in a specific way. But just in general, like, by bringing you joy, right, it should connect you to your soul. I guess that some people could say like they could fill in the blank with other things, but like, going in nature, right? Like going for a walk and listening to something inspiring. I think this is so healing. Last Thursday, I woke up feeling, I again kind of like meh. And so then I was like, I really need to boost. I added something into my morning routine, which is very extra, but I was like, I'm gonna listen to a podcast. I'm gonna go down by the beach to like this private beach area. I'm gonna read my book and like lay. And it was so healing to read and listen to inspiring things and to be in nature. So it could be something like that. Dance, of course, is really powerful. Like for me, I love pole because it's strength and it's dance and it's like it's so much. Like you really have to be in the present with your breath and with the focus on the choreo and like the strength. Like it's like so many things in one. So if you maybe go into a dance class or something, like for example, I really want to take bachata lessons, but my husband will refuses to dance, so that's on a wait list right now until you'll agree to do it with me, hopefully one day. But things like something that you're looking for, maybe you see your friend, you could like make a commitment to see your friend every week. You have like a day where you guys meet, right? Ideally, I think it is good to have something where you don't have to rely on someone else because you don't. Because like right, like if you're looking forward to something and it's your joy of the week, and then your friend cancels on you, I'm not gonna say we don't want that because everything is divine, everything is working in your favor, but essentially like activities that don't require someone else can be really good because then it just removes any stress about it, right? Like you know you're gonna go, right? Like for example, if me going to pole relied on like, I don't know, my husband driving me, for example, that would give me stress because what if one day he couldn't drive me? I don't know, I'm trying to think of like a relevant example, knowing that I drive myself to pole, I'm gonna go kind of thing, right? So an activity that brings you joy, maybe possibly connects you to your body, mind, and spirit in some way, like heals and is nourishing to you, that's ideally solely reliant on you, would be really amazing. If you have great friends, then that they can be a part of it as well, and maybe you can make it like even if they don't go, you'll still go. So maybe you have like a weekly nature walk, you do a weekly beach walk. I'm like even thinking right now, like I should make this thing with my friend. One of my close friends just moved to LA. So something like that, right? So making it weekly and consistent. The next thing, which I could make like I could literally make a 10-hour course on this, is to have some sort of vision of the future. I think a lot of people are really scared to do this because they feel they know at some level, if subconsciously, that if they start having this vision of the future, they're going to feel some sort of pressure to achieve it. And people psychologically would rather not set a goal and quote unquote not get there than set it and not get there. What I mean by that is like people, it's harder for people. Most people, this is why most people don't try at a lot of things in their life. And it's not in like this is not in a condescending way. This is like genuinely understanding psychology, and I'm sure I've been there at specific things as well. Like Okay, like it's just like such a silly example, but like for me, if I decide I'm gonna do something, I fucking do it, okay? So like, that's why I'm like careful about what I commit to. Like, my dad really loves playing ping pong. Like, he's actually really great. He takes private ping pong lessons. It's so funny, and he always wants to play ping pong with me. But I'm like, I don't want to play ping pong because I know that if I start playing, I'm gonna get too invested, and I'm gonna need to become good, and I'm gonna need to take lessons. And I'm like, no, I'm already focused on pole, right? So like just as an example, but that's just like a more of a silly example. But essentially, people, it's hard to it's scary to claim your desires, because then it's like, oh, it's time, like, now that you've claimed them, okay, you're accountable. You're essentially like having life hold you accountable for that. Second of all, you don't need to know how it's going to happen, right? Like, you don't need to know how, and you don't need to know specifics. I think a lot of people, they like, how do I put this? Yeah, they may want to make like a plan, a very concrete plan, and then say like, this is how it's gonna happen, and then like push forward to make it happen. And that's energetically creating so much resistance. Like, it's blocking up so much energy that could be flowing freely because of the amount of resistance on it. So it's like, just make it general. Like, make it like, for example, this is an example. You could say like, I want to be have financial freedom to do anything and everything I desire, and to honor my wellness in every aspect that I desire. I want to have a thriving friendship and community and relationships. I want to add value to people's lives. I want to live in abundance. I want my surroundings to be aesthetically nourishing and inspiring to me. Like, you can keep it general, right? And begin just envisioning that daily. And again, it doesn't need, if it feels good. This is like the thing. I think that so many people push their practices onto people. And so like, I always say, like, if it feels good at the moment. For me, I go in and out visualization. Some months, bitch is loving some visualization. She is doing it daily, okay? Some other months, I'm like, I just don't, it feels forceful, and I'd rather just focus on my breath or my chakras or just like just in my emotions and just feeling love. So it's really what you're called to. But every once in a while, in general, it is good to do as well. But just having like something that you can feel like that you're moving energy towards. And again, like, just the day that you commit to it and you commit to moving towards it, things will shift. I really recommend that you come to Saturday's ceremony workshop. Like, we will talk about this and how it works energetically, and like, I will literally break down for you how your thoughts, beliefs, and actions all influence your reality, like in the most evolved way. 'Cause I've talked about this a lot, but I feel like the more that I gain experience with life and clientele and everything, I feel like I have more and more to add. So if you're like intrigued in this, I'm just like, Saturday would be so amazing for you to join. And even if you can't come live, by the way, through a one time, even if you purchase a one time ticket, you get a full replay as well. So just a side note, right? But to have that thing that you're moving energy towards daily. Otherwise, it just feels like you're kind of like it's like all day, it's like all day every day you're having energy and you're just like tossing it into random directions, right? It's good to have like a direction that you're moving towards it. The next thing is community. And I know this is like very, this could be so different, but and like, this could go so deep. Like, again, I can make another podcast episode just on this. I think, oh my gosh, I could get like emotional talking about this because I think it's so powerful. I think at the core of all of us beings, we want to feel whole, right? We want to feel that wholeness. And like, we could even parallel it like to, or even like look at, for example, our birth, right? Like, we literally, in a lot of cultures, they believe that the cord cutting is like the first abandonment wound that we experience. That's why everyone, quote unquote, has an abandonment wound within them, because like, we're literally attached to our mother. Like, we are whole, we feel whole, and then that's cut off, right? Whether you agree with that philosophy or not, you know, it's completely up to you. I'm just giving it as an example. But it's essentially, we always want to get back to, I feel like, this wholeness, to feel that fullness. And, right? And sometimes it's easier than others, right? Sometimes we have to do a lot of our own healing work to feel whole on our own. It's kind of a paradox, right? We have to do our own healing work so that we feel whole on our own, so that then we can attract partners, friendships, and experiences that reflect that wholeness to us. And for a lot of people, I think that during the process of that healing work, everyone has been there. I've been there too. We look for wholeness in other things, whether it's shopping, whether it's the newest skincare. You know, it depends on like what industry you're in, right? For me, like, I love wellness stuff. So whether I'm like filling my time with doing a 20-step skincare routine and all this stuff and buying the latest gadgets, you know, it's so, and I'm not saying that that's wrong or bad at all. It's just the awareness. It's like it's what's the place that we're coming from. We know when we're buying something, when we feel just so inspired, it's a full pussy yes, and it's like amazing and it's inspiring us, right? And also, I don't say there's nothing wrong with that necessarily. It's just like understanding that we are just searching for that wholeness. So I don't want to make it seem like negative or bad, because those things can be amazing. Like my 20-step skincare routine really, really helps my skin. You know, when I have all these wellness gadgets, it really does help me feel more aligned and be able to really, because for me, I work with a lot of people's different energy, right? I'm always leading like ceremonies or working one-to-one with clients, or you know, I'm working on all of your orders all day and doing things. Like, so for me, I want to keep my energy in a specific space. So all the things do help, but just understanding that we are all searching for that wholeness in something, right? And I think what really gives us that wholeness is a sense of community. It could be so simple, and it could be more vast. It could look like having a close friend who really gets you. For me, I have one, well, actually I have like two, I would say, but one, two friends who I feel like get me, you know, and who I feel like so seen with, and just like, I'm getting like emotional talking about it. Oh my gosh, like literally my eyes are getting watery, bunch of water, but like that, I feel that sense of like such deep like unity, and like, oh my, like this person sees, understands, gets, knows, fucking like feels my frequency, right? And that is so healing. Or it could be a partnership, right? It doesn't have to be, like for me, I feel that with my husband as well. We are literally like, it's kind of crazy. Like we act like one person with like various facets. So I feel that there, right? And I also feel it so powerfully with you guys. Like right now I'm sitting recording this podcast, and although, you know, no one's sitting directly in front of me, like I'm feeling like I'm speaking to you, listening to this, whether you're driving, walking, whatever you're doing, and I feel a sense of wholeness sharing this. Or for me, oh my gosh, if you've ever taken any of my courses, you know, I always like cry at the end, because I feel such a deep like connection and love with the group. And it can be like, whether it's a run live or you're watching a self-study, you have that sense of like community, like all these other people get me. And that's, again, this is such like a perfect plug, but it literally isn't even like supposed to be, but it really is like why I love Divinity, which is a monthly membership, because it's a community as well, and you feel held, and like you're with like-minded people who love you and get you and support you, right? And even if you just watch the recordings, like you just have this community, like, oh, there's this group of other people who are into manifestation and energy work and spirituality and metaphysics and esoteric stuff. Like, it just, community, I think, is so, so, so healing. And the funny thing about community is that you really have to have done your inner work to see other people clearly, right? And I love the quote that's like, people can only see you or understand you as deeply as they see and understand themselves. And this is why, and also I'm very energetically intuitive and psychic, and I'm not saying that to flex, like to it's I'm saying that because I can feel where someone is energetically, what's going on in their lives, etc. So I can very quickly feel if I'm like a match in terms of a frequency, if someone's like understanding me, if that makes sense, right? Or where they are, or what I can clearly see, usually, or in my opinion, what lens they're viewing me through, right? And so it's like we have to really have done our inner work to see other people clearly, to not project things, right? To not project our own doubts, fears, insecurities onto other people. Like, it's like we have to really have cleared through that so that we can see ourselves clearly, and then we see others clearly, and then those people end up feeling so seen. So that's why I think community is so powerful. That's why, again, I like really prioritize now spending time with, you know, my close friends, of course, with my husband, in, you know, like in really showing up fully in divinity, and in showing up, you know, really sharing all the offerings that I have, because I know how powerful it is to me, and it's to other people, which kind of ties into the fifth point. I think we're at five, which is to be fully present in whatever you're doing. So it's like, if you're somewhere, be fully there. So for example, I'm right now recording this podcast with you, and I'm fully here. Like all of my energy, all of my attention is literally on recording this podcast. Like you know, I'm with you, and I really aim to be like that with my friends. It almost gets to the point though where it gets like a little out of hand. Like, we'll be so present. I just saw my friend on Sunday, and we talked for 4 hours. It was like 9 o'clock, and my husband's like, girl, like I'm in bed, like what's going on, because I'm just so fully present. Or that's why if you've ever taken any of my courses or you're in divinity, you notice I often go over the time because I'm so present. I'm not like trying to check off a checklist, like I really show up. And so I know it's a practice, especially if we have other things on our mind, but it's like if we're never fully present in each, like for example, if you're in one moment but you're thinking about a different moment, and then when you're in that moment you're thinking about a different moment, and then when you're in the different moment you think about the next thing, like you look back and you're never present. We think we're like protecting ourselves or like having more control by not being fully present in the moment, and by kind of like thinking about what we have next or what's next to do or whatever else it may be. But we're really just stifling ourselves because we're not getting to experience the now. And the now is literally our most powerful moment of creation. Like where our thoughts are now is what's dictating what's coming. Where our energy is now is dictating what's coming. It's not what happened yesterday. It's not what happened the week before. It's not what happened 3 months ago. I mean, that also does influence. But I'm just saying in terms of like our creative power, it's like where your energy is right now is what you're quote unquote manifesting. It's what you're creating from, you know? Like it's literally where you're creating from. So, and again, I'll talk about this on Saturday as well. Like, I can go so deep into the metaphysics of this, but like the choices and decisions you make now, then the next now, the next now, the next now, and what space you come from those is what's going to dictate the direction that you head into. So just being fully present, right? And again, I know we're a culture where we want to be on our phone, we want to check things, and for me, you know, my work's pretty much on my phone, right? I'm always replying to things, checking emails, text. Like I know that it's like easier said than done, but to try your best, right? And this does take a little bit of planning. This is again that masculine feminine balance. Like you might have to plan your day so that you know you're gonna eat or have something after, or like know what's coming next, or have like things structured in, like know you're gonna get your work done, or know you're gonna get your homework done, or know that you're gonna like basically planning in the things that you have to get done, or that you know you desire to get done, so that way you know, then you can be fully present in your day, right? You've already structured your day, so you're not thinking while you're at one meeting, oh my gosh, what am I gonna eat? And then you're not thinking while you're eating, oh my gosh, how am I gonna get to the other meeting? Like you work out the details or the structure of your day so that you can be fully present, which is such a good example of like masculine and feminine balance, is creating a structure for your day, even if it's just very basic. This doesn't need to be intense. Like for me today, I'm going to acupuncture after this podcast episode. Actually, for my first time, I'm really excited. I can make a podcast episode about it if you desire. Just let me know on Instagram. Or if, you know, if you have me on Telegram, if you've been in course, you can message me on there too. But yeah, so I plan that, like, okay, I'm going to have like a bar right now. I just plan mentally. And then after, I'm going to stop by and grab some food for the week so that I know that I have. So I know that I have food for the next few days, for example. Do you get what I'm saying? So like planning your day and structure so that it really serves and nourishes you essentially, so that it allows you to be fully present in the moment. And again, these are all like working things, right? And apply them as you will. Like, apply them in a way that works for you and makes you feel nourished, because what each of us need is so different. But I really think that presence one is so important because it really allows you to like soak up all of the fruits of each moment, like really fully experience the moment of wherever you are. So for me, I'm just like sitting here right now recording this podcast in my office, and so just like fully being present here in this moment, really allowing whatever's flowing through me to show up and to share and to just feel openness and connection, like to really experience this moment right here and now, versus like being like, okay, let me finish this, let me go to the next thing, let me eat my bar, let me head out. And then when I'm driving, being like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be fully driving, like fully in the experience of driving. And then when I'm at my acupuncture appointment, be fully there with her, like fully present. And then I'm going to get my food after, like be fully there. And when then I see my friend later this evening, I love how I'm giving you a rundown of my day, by the way. And when I see my friend this evening, right, like being fully, like feeling fully present and fully there. So it's just like really, and you can even do like a little mini meditation before you. This is also a known thing. It's called like segment intending. It's basically when you, as you move into different parts of your day, you kind of like pause and you set an intention. It can get overwhelming, honestly. I feel like I used to do it. I love it. I loved it. But you can do it maybe for like the big changes in your days. But you can also just like pause before at like the next segment of your day, so that you can be like, okay, refocusing, getting present, refocusing, getting present, so that you're not feeling like you're just like flowing to the point where you're like, you forget about all your responsibilities and you're like, where am I? I'm so present, I'm just vibing. And you're not so rigid. So it's just kind of like, okay, next segment kind of thing, right? Okay, so see, I knew that there's so much was gonna flow out today. I could keep talking for a long time, but I hope you've enjoyed this episode and I hope you found it helpful. Let me know if you want an episode in general about my experience with acupuncture and all that. I'd love to share if you guys are curious, and you can also tell me your experience if you've ever done acupuncture. And let me know if you want me to do a full episode on going deeper into my morning routine, if that's something you want to hear about and things that you could implement. Otherwise, I hope to see you on Saturday. Like I said, whether you join Divinity, by the way, when you join Divinity, you can cancel at any time if you don't enjoy the membership or you need to cancel for any reason. Just give us a heads up at least 5 to 7 days before the next month so that you're not billed and that we can take you off. Or you can grab a one-time ticket. Again, full replays are included in both. It's gonna be super powerful. So I genuinely fully invite you to come. I think it's something that you will really, really benefit from and see huge shifts from, and it's different from any other ceremony that I've done. And yes, and also if you're placing your lift order, the sooner you place your order, the sooner you will receive it. They're all handmade. So people are something like, oh, like when will I receive my order? I'm like, the sooner your order gets in, the sooner we can start working on it and get it out to you, right? It could take up to 3 to 5 days to process, but usually on days where I'm active and at my computer, for example, on a weekday, if you place your order in on then, you know, I get working on it quite quickly. If you place it over the weekend, I mean, as you can imagine, on Monday we start working on your lift order. So yeah, I actually have a lot of orders to make. And yeah, so I'll have all those links to that in the bio. The link for the crystal jewelry is liftyourfrequency.co. So just liftyourfrequency.co, not .com.co. And then you'll see there'll be like a little section to click handmade by PB necklaces, and you can order your necklace or necklaces there. We also have a bunch of other crystals as well, but the crystal necklaces have definitely been the star of the show. So yes, that is that for today. Thank you so much for being here with me. Thank you for taking the time out to listen. I know I'm very picky when it comes to who and what I listen to, so I'm sure maybe you're the same way. So I'm honored that you carved out the time to show up here with me, to have this conversation, to just think deeper about the things that lead to fulfillment in our lives, and to just maybe begin to add or restructure little aspects of our lives so that we can feel more nourished and more supported in our path and in our journey, you know, of who we are, and connecting consistently and really being the embodiment of that higher version of ourselves or that higher aspect of ourselves. So thank you so much. So much love to you. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you next week on Unlimited Abundance.